Let's start gathering or turning in our Bibles to Revelation chapter 20. We're in a new chapter today. Vamos a empezar hoy en el nuevo capítulo de Apocalipsis, capítulo 20. Capítulo 20.
Because the kingdom hasn't actually started, brothers. There's a period of time between this battle and the kingdom starting. Okay, it's a short period, but some things need to be taken care of. Okay, before the kingdom begins. Okay, of 1,000 years. Where Jesus will be king over the earth for 1,000 years.
Entonces algo va a ocurrir, hermano, entre medio de la batalla de Armagedón y el reino. No va a empezar el reino inmediatamente. Hay un periodo bien corto, pero Dios tiene que hacer ciertas cosas. Jesús tiene que hacer ciertas cosas.
And so he's going to be preparing a world for the kingdom. He's got to prepare it. Okay?
Va a preparar un mundo para empezar el reino. Okay? Para empezar el reino. So today's lesson, brothers, as we go through these 6 verses, is what is going to happen after the Armageddon.
¿Qué va a pasar después de Armageddon? Es lo que vamos a enfocarnos esta mañana, hermanos.
It's interesting, brothers, just because Satan is taking, the Antichrist and the false prophet are taken care of, you still got Satan? You still got a third of the angels, brothers, that were lost the battle in heaven. Remember that? There was war in heaven, and they lost, they were kicked out, they came, they're still on earth. They got to take care of that too, okay? They got to take care of those fallen angels and Satan himself.
Entonces, hay que acordarnos, hermanos, que todavía hay enemigos sobre la tierra. Pero se perdió esa batalla con los humanos, ¿verdad? Pero, ¿se acuerdan que Satanás, cuando fue arrojado del cielo, perdió la guerra en el cielo, ¿se acuerdan? Y fueron echados fuera todos sus ángeles, junto con él, hermanos, es la tercera parte de todos los ángeles. Todavía están sobre la tierra todos esos ángeles caídos. Y hay que, no pueden dejarlos que existen sobre la tierra para empezar el reino.
You can't start the kingdom with all these fallen angels on planet earth. Yeah.
You gotta take care of them. Yeah.
They gotta wipe them out.
All right.
So let's see what happens, brothers. 3 things are gonna happen. Okay. Before the kingdom starts. First, Satan will be removed.
Antes de que empiece el reino, 3 cosas tienen que pasar. Primero, Satanás será eliminado.
Yeah, será eliminado.
That's the first thing.
Let's see what it says here in verse 1 through 3.
En Apocalipsis del 1 al 3, vamos a ver cómo ocurre esto.
Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon. That's Satan, okay? He laid hold of him. I kind of see like taking hold of a chicken by the neck, you know. You just well, it's flapping, okay? And the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years, and he threw him, this angel, threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. We'll talk about it a little later. It's in more detail as we get to those verses, probably next week. In 2 weeks.
Y luego dice Juan, un ángel que descendía del cielo que la llave del abismo, con la llave del abismo y una gran cadena en su mano, fíjate, prendió al dragón, la serpiente antigua, que es el diablo y Satanás, y lo ató por 1,000 años, con esa cadena, lo ató bien. Y lo arrojó al abismo y lo cerró y lo selló sobre él para que no engañara más a las naciones hasta que se cumplieran los 1,000 años. Después de esto, debe ser desatado por un poco de tiempo.
Después vamos a hablar, cuando lleguemos a los versículos, cómo, qué va a pasar cuando lo vayan a desatar. Pero eso es, en 2 semanas va a ser esto.
So, it's interesting, brothers. Some observations about this was more like a capture mission, okay? He was caught, okay? He didn't get away. He was caught very soon after by a very powerful angel.
And parece que no se escapó la serpiente, hermanos. Fue capturado por un ángel muy poderoso.
Yeah? And so we see, brothers, that it takes an angel to catch an angel, okay? That's how God works it. It takes an angel to catch an angel.
Y parece que se requiere un ángel para capturar a otro ángel.
Yeah. And another thing here that we see is Satan's not the strongest angel that God created. He's not the strongest. There are other angels much more stronger than him.
Es muy claro aquí, nos estamos demostrando que Satanás no es el ángel más poderoso que Dios hizo. Hay otros ángeles más poderosos, fíjate, que Dios hizo, que son de él.
And we know that Satan, his qualities are more that he's crafty, he's cunning, and he's beautiful. Okay? And he's beautiful. That's some of the things that the Old Testament has mentioned about him. Crafty, cunning, and beautiful. That's about it. Yeah? And with it, he uses it to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's what he uses. That's what Jesus said. The enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Miramos, hermano, que Satanás, aunque no es el más poderoso, pero sí sabemos que tiene otras cualidades que le ha ayudado a él, ¿sí? Matar, robar y destruir. ¿Eh? Que le dijo Jesús. Él es uno que es muy astuto, ¿eh? Es muy astuto y también es un ángel muy bello, uno de los ángeles más bellos que Dios hizo. ¿Eh? Lo encargó de la alabanza en el cielo. Y todo eso hizo para el mal, lo corrompió todo, Satanás. Y fue, dice aquí que fue tomado, fue prendido el dragón, como uno agarra una gallina del cuello, ¿verdad? Y la sacude, así lo agarraron a Satanás, este ángel poderoso. And he was chained up. Yeah? Apparently, angels can be chained, okay? Or it requires a special chain that God has, okay? A huge chain.
Y fue atado con una cadena muy grande, una cadena especial para este propósito.
And then it talks about the abyss. The abyss, brother, is a deep pit in the earth, brothers. Probably a dimensional pit, but we know it's downward, okay? And it was opened by a special key that only God has.
Yeah? Miramos que el abismo, habla del abismo, hermanos, que es un pozo grande y profundo. Un pozo, hermanos, que quizás tiene aspectos espirituales o de otras dimensiones, pero es para abajo. Y ahí es donde se meten las cosas que Dios no quiere que anden, que se vayan a salir sobre la tierra. Ahí las meten en el abismo. Y solo Él tiene las llaves. Él se la da oye, ven, Miguel, ve por la llave y ve, ábrelo. Y mete a ese camarada allá, ¿eh? Mételo.
So only God has the key. And he tells the angels when to get it and open the pit. Okay? And those things that he doesn't want roaming over the earth, brothers, that's where they go. In the abyss. And so Satan's going to be there for the entire time that Jesus will be reigning on earth.
Y mientras Jesús esté reinando sobre la tierra por los mil años, ahí va a estar metido. En el abismo.
What else do we see here? Sealed over him 1,000 years? Yep. That's, and this, and he will no longer, says, be able to what's the word here? To deceive the nations. Right now the nations are deceived. They're under his rule. They don't even know it. They're deceived. And they're doing exactly what Satan wants them to do. Okay? Right now, that's what they're doing. The governments, that's what they're doing. The laws are passing, okay? That's what they're doing. They're under his control. They're being deceived. Okay? Turning children, little boys into little girls and little girls into boys, okay? Pumping and promoting and the gay lifestyle, okay? Contrary to God's creation of Adam and Eve instead of Adam and Steve, they're doing exactly what his will is because they're under his deception.
Ahorita la nación está bajo la decepción de Satanás. Pero un día cuando él sea eliminado, hermanos, ya no van a poder Satanás engañar a las naciones por esos mil años. Ahorita están haciendo un montón de maldades las naciones contra la ley de Dios, fíjate, porque están bajo su control. Ahorita están bajo su control. Están haciendo los niños en niñas, ¿eh? Con operaciones, y niñas en niños con operaciones. ¿Eh? Ya están diciendo, pues tú puedes decidir qué eres, mujer o hombre, ¿eh? No tienes que ir con lo que Dios hizo. ¿Eh? Un montón de diferentes leyes están pasando para defender la maldad, ¿eh? En contra de la palabra de Dios.
So that's what's going to happen, brothers. ¿Eh?
But point number two. So first of all, before the kingdom comes, Satan must be removed. And second, survivors must be judged. The survivors must be judged. No solo Satanás tiene que ser eliminado, pero los sobrevivientes tienen que ser juzgados. ¿Quiénes son los sobrevivientes? Los que quedaron vivos durante la tribulación sobre la tierra. Nunca murieron, sobrevivieron, se escondieron bien, ¿verdad? No los hallaron, ¿verdad? Pero o quedaron todavía en la prisión y no les tocó hacerles nada porque vino Jesús antes, pero quedaron vivos sobre la tierra. The survivors, brothers, are those who managed to stay alive during the 7 years of tribulation.
Yeah.
Right now, the population is 8.2 billion people. 8.2 billion people. After all the plagues, brothers, and the judgments happen, brothers, the Bible says that man will be scarcer than pure gold. Okay? It'll be hard to find people. But there's going to be enough, though. Okay? And those are the survivors. And they need to be judged by what they did during the tribulation. Huh? What they did to each other, or what they didn't do to each other. Ahora entonces, miramos hermanos que la población ahorita son 8.2 mil millones de gente, 8.2 mil millones de gente. Pero para cuando llegue este punto, hermanos, cuando Dios va a juzgar, es los sobrevivientes. Dice, la Biblia dice que el hombre va a ser más escaso que el oro puro, fíjate, más escaso. Es duro, tienes que escarbar bien y buscar por mucho tiempo para hallarte un pedacito de oro por ahí. Así va a ser la humanidad para ese tiempo. Pero tienen que ser juzgados. Where does it say? ¿Dónde dice eso, hermanos? Let's look at verse 4. Miramos el versículo 4. It says here, then I saw thrones. Okay? This is after the devil has been thrown into the pit, remember? Then I saw thrones and they sat on them. And judgment was given to them. Thrones. Okay? And they sat on them. Who are these people that are sitting on thrones, okay? These are people, brothers. These are people. God's setting us on thrones besides his own so that they can judge the survivors, and not just the survivors, angels. Huh? Paul said, you're going to judge angels. How much more matters of this world, okay? You're going to judge angels. And I believe those fallen angels that are captured by the holy angels, brothers, certain people are going to get the privilege of judging them. Dice aquí, y también vi tronos y se sentaron sobre ellos y se les concedió autoridad para juzgar. ¿Quién son esos que se van a sentar sobre tronos? No está hablando de Jesús, él ya tiene su propio trono, pero yo creo que van a ser humanos que van a ayudar, hermanos, juzgar a los sobrevivientes, o más mejor, ángeles. Pablo dijo a la iglesia de los Corintios, ¿qué no saben que ustedes van a juzgar ángeles? Les dijo. ¿Cuánto más los asuntos de esta vida? Entonces yo creo que esos tronos van a ser para que ciertas personas escogidas de Cristo van a juzgar ángeles que son caídos, capturados y traídos para ser juzgados. What else are they going to happen? There's another kind of judgment too, brothers. Christ will then separate the sheep from the goats. There's a whole section in Matthew chapter 25 about that. Miramos en Mateo 25, hermanos, que Jesús habló de esto con sus discípulos, donde Él va a separar las ovejas de los cabritos. Las ovejas de los cabritos, ¿sí? Los sobrevivientes. These are the survivors, brothers. Yeah? Let's look at that passage, okay? We're going to go to Matthew 25. Vamos a ir a Mateo 25. Matthew 25, verse 31 and 33. Mateo 25, del 31 al 33. Mateo 25, del 31 al 33. It says here, but when the Son of Man comes in his glory, okay, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Right? There's his throne. Yeah. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. We'll stop there. We'll stop right there, and I'm going to read in Spanish. Dice, pero cuando el Hijo del Hombre venga en su gloria, y todos los ángeles con él, entonces se sentarán el trono de su gloria, ahí está su propio trono, y serán reunidas delante de él todas las naciones, y separará a unos de otros, como el pastor separa a las ovejas y de los cabritos. Esa es una práctica que tienen la gente que tiene animales, los separa porque no trabajan bien juntos, ¿eh? No se llevan bien juntos. Yeah? So it's a practice for those who have sheep and goats, brothers, to separate them. They know that they don't work well together. They don't live well together. They don't eat well together. So they're separated. Okay, and that's what he's going to do with the nations. And somebody might wonder, how can you fit all the nations in one place? Remember, man is as scarce as gold. There's going to be a lot of. It ain't going to be that much. Okay, it ain't going to be that much. Yeah? Uno puede decir, pues, ¿cómo va a juntar todas las naciones del mundo en un lugar? Y luego separarlas. ¿Se acuerdan que van a ser pocos los que quedan? Pocos de cada nación. No puedo decir cuántos. Pero no van a ser los que existen ahorita. Van a ser pocos. Pero todos van a caber delante del Señor. Y ahí es donde los va a separar. Él mismo lo va a hacer. He's going to separate them because he knows them. He knows what they did. He knows what they didn't do. Entonces, Cristo mismo dice que va a separarlos. Porque Él los conoce. Él sabe lo que hicieron, lo que no hicieron. A ver, tú vete para allá. Tú, mija, ve para acá. So he's going to be saying that. You move this way. You, sir, move that way. Okay? You belong over here, you know? And nobody's going to realize, oh, what's he doing, you know? He's going to separate. Verse 33. And he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Y en el 33 dice que pondrá las ovejas a su derecha y los cabritos a la izquierda. So, see, just because you did not take the mark, okay? Just because you didn't take the mark or you didn't worship the image of the beast, it doesn't mean that you automatically get into the kingdom. Nomás porque no tomaste la marca de la bestia en esos 7 años. O nomás porque tú nunca te inclinaste para adorar a la imagen de la bestia, no quiere decir que automáticamente vas a entrar al reino de Cristo. We gotta see, brothers, that only the righteous will be allowed to enter the kingdom. Okay? That's in verse 34. We're going to read that right now. Solo los justos podrán entrar al reino de Cristo, hermano. Los justos. Y eso está en el versículo 34. Vamos a leerlo. Okay? Vamos a leerlo. What does he say here to those on his right? He says, then the king will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Okay? Those on his right. Y luego dice a los que están a la derecha, dice en el versículo 34, entonces el rey dirá a los de su derecha, venid benditos de mi padre, heredad del reino preparado para vosotros desde la fundación del mundo. And then he goes on to say, why they can get in. Because during the 7 years, he says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was lonely, you invited me in. When I was thirsty, you gave me water. When I was naked, you gave me a jacket to put on. It's because of how they treated their fellow brother during the tribulation. With kindness and goodness. Demonstrated they had been converted. Because it was seen in their works. It was seen in their works. And so much as you did it unto the least of these, my brethren. See? Because you did it to other believers. You didn't have much. You're in the middle of 7 years of tribulation. You didn't have much. But you shared it with those who had nothing, who were suffering. You shared it. Then you did it unto me. Y miramos, hermanos, que esas personas le va a decir a ellos, a los, ¿por qué no podemos entrar? Él va a decir, porque cuando yo estaba desnudo, me diste una chamarrita para ponerme, tenía frío, cuando estaba hambriado me diste comida, cuando tenía sed me diste agua, cuando estaba solo me invitaste, fíjate, ¿cuándo? Pues cuando lo hiciste a los menos de mis hermanos, otros cristianos, en los 7 años de tribulación, me lo estabas haciendo a mí, cuando tenías poquito, pero lo compartiste conmigo. Entra, bendito de mi padre. Enter. Blessed of my father. Wow. Because of what they did unto Jesus. And this was during the tribulation. Brothers, how much more during this time, brothers, should we be acting like this? When it's easier. Yeah? ¿Cuánto más en estos tiempos ahorita, hermanos, prósperos, debemos de actuar igual nosotros? ¿Qué es más fácil? ¿Qué es más fácil? That's why we come to church, brothers, because this is where the brethren are. This is where the sisters are, brothers. And this is where we find where their needs are, where we can minister to them. Yeah. This is where they're at. Por eso venimos a la iglesia, porque aquí están los hermanos, aquí están las hermanas, y aquí es donde sabemos cuáles son las necesidades para ayudarlos. This is where we serve the Lord. Aquí servimos al Señor. If you're not in church, how do you feed, help, clothe people who are representing Jesus? Yeah. This is where they're at. They're in church. This is where we know them. Number three, what happens to the other group, the one on his left? The unrighteous will go to eternal fire. Yeah. These are the survivors, the survivors. Y entre los sobrevivientes, dice que los injustos de los sobrevivientes irán al fuego eterno. Dice el versículo 41. Let's look at verse 41. Verse 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, accursed ones. That's terrible. Yeah, cursed ones. Into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. You know what the eternal fire is? That's the lake of fire. So it's not only the beast and the false prophet, but afterwards, it's the accursed ones that go follow them in there too. Yeah? Prepared for the angel, for the devil and his angels. Dice en el 41, entonces le dirá también a los de su izquierda, apartaos de mí, malditos, al fuego eterno que ha sido preparado para el diablo y sus ángeles. Y el fuego eterno, hermanos, no es el Hades, es el lago de fuego. Es el lago de fuego, ahí donde está la bestia y el falso profeta. Los va a seguir despuesito, estos que están juzgados. ¿Eh? What did they do, brothers, to deserve this? ¿Qué hicieron que van a merecer esto? Jesus explains to them, Jesus says, because you didn't, when I was naked, you did not clothe me. When I was hungry, you did not feed me. When I was thirsty, you did not give me water. When I was lonely, you didn't invite me in. He says, when, Jesus, did we not see you like this? When you didn't do to the least of these, my brethren, during the tribulation, you did not do it to me. Le van a decir ellos, ¿por qué vamos a ir al fuego eterno? Le van a decir toda esa gentil que está apartada. ¿Cuándo, Señor? ¿Por qué? Y le dice, cuando yo estaba desnudo, no me vestiste, hambreado, no me diste comida, sed, no me diste agua, solito y no me invitaste. Porque cuando no se lo hiciste a los menos de mis hermanos, no lo hiciste a mí. Yeah. So, brothers, because of what they did not do. Sometimes as Christians, or even religious people, they say, I'm a good person. I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do... It's based on what they don't do, brothers, rather than what they're called to do by the Scripture. Yeah. So, they did not love their brother and sister. They did not love them with deeds, with help. Y miramos que estos injustos hermanos que fueron al fuego, no amaron a sus hermanos, que dijeron que eran cristianos, pero no les miraba porque no tenían amor por ellos. They said they were Christians, but there was an absence of love and help for their meeting their needs. And based on this, brothers, he calls them accursed, right? Now, we live in a much better time right now, brothers, and we cannot live the Christian life saying, I'm a good person because I don't do this, this, and that, okay? I don't commit adultery, I don't steal from anybody, and the list goes on, right? So I'm good with God. But are we doing what he called us to do? Yeah. That doesn't mean that those deeds save us. It's a demonstration and an evidence of our salvation. The proof of our salvation. Yeah. Tenemos que tener evidencia de la salvación, hermanos, y no basarnos sobre lo que no hago. No hago, no ando tomando, no ando de mujeriego, no ando, y la lista, no ando robando a nadie, no digo malas palabras. Y eso, hermano, no es suficiente. Tenemos que hacer lo que el Señor nos dice que hagamos. Que lo amemos a Él y a nuestro prójimo como a nosotros mismos. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. And that's where they failed. They didn't love their neighbor as ourselves. Right now we're practicing, brothers. Let's love our neighbor as ourselves. Hay que amar a nuestro prójimo como a nosotros mismos. Now, the survivors. We said the survivors will be judged, right? But there's also another step, point B. Yeah. After they're judged, what does Christ do? He will resurrect all the tribulation saints to enter the kingdom. They proved that they were genuine believers because they were willing to die for Jesus. Okay, so they're in. You give your life in service to the Lord, brothers, and you're in. And so he raises all these tribulation saints. Okay, verse 4. Yeah. Luego dice que Cristo resucitará todos los santos de la tribulación para que entren al reino. Todos los santos que fueron matados, martirizados por su fe en Cristo, por obediencia al Señor, Él lo va a levantar. Porque esa es de evidencia inmediata que eres de, perteneces a Cristo cuando entregas tu vida por Él. Estás dispuesto a ir y ser matado y no negar a Cristo y no tomar la marca y no adorar a la bestia, ¿verdad? Y dar tu vida por eso, hermano. Estás en el reino inmediatamente, hermanos. Por eso lo está resucitando. Let's look at verse 4. Let's look at the next verse. Verse 4 and 5. Versículo 4 y el 5. This is what happens next, okay? And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded. See how they died? There's going to be a trend of beheading people. Don't want to waste bullets. They're just going to use the blade, okay? And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Yeah, we'll stop there for now. Y si vi a las almas de los que habían sido decapitados por causa del testimonio de Jesús y de la palabra de Dios, y a los que no habían adorado a la bestia ni su imagen, ni habían recibido la marca sobre su frente ni sobre su mano, y volvieron a la vida y reinaron con Cristo por mil años. Right there, brothers, all the tribulation saints, all those who died during the tribulation come back to life. Ahí es donde todos los que murieron en los 7 años de la tribulación vienen otra vez a vida, hermanos. Not only them, brothers, but also all the Old Testament saints. All those who died from Adam all the way to John the Baptist, okay? That's where they come back to life to enter the kingdom. You wonder what's going to happen with them? That's where they come in, okay? Ahí es donde entran también todos los del Antiguo Testamento, desde Adán hasta el Juan Bautista, hermanos. Todos los que eran santos, creyentes, seguidores de Dios, ¿verdad? Ahí es donde van a venir también de vida, porque tienen que estar en Jerusalén, llenar todo Israel, ¿verdad? Y Cristo también será su rey. ¿Yeah? Es parte de las profecías que tenemos. And also, remember in chapter 15, brothers, that there was a huge group that appeared on the crystal sea with harps, and they were worshiping the Lamb. Go back to chapter 15, verse 2, brothers. There's a huge group. And you know who these? It mentioned that there was the one that were victorious over the beast. So all those that appeared on the crystal sea, brothers, this is where they come back to life. It was just their souls before the throne on the crystal sea. And they were worshiping, even though they still hadn't been risen. They're just worshiping the Lord still in their spirit. Yeah? And now here's where they get their bodies, brothers, when they're raised from the graves. Their bodies are raised from the graves. Todos los que estaban sobre el mar de cristal, en el capítulo 15, hermanos, de Apocalipsis, que estaban adorando al Cordero, eran las puras almas de ellos. Y aquí es donde reciben su cuerpo y son resucitados. Porque dice que estos fueron victoriosos, los que están sobre el mar de cristal, sobre la bestia y sobre la marca y sobre la imagen de la bestia. Eran victoriosos ellos. ¿Eh? Y aquí son resucitados. There's a lot of resurrection going on. Yeah. A lot of celebration. Mucha celebración porque hay mucha resurrección, hermanos. Es el regalo que tenemos nosotros de Jesús porque Él fue el primero. Because Jesus was the first to be resurrected, brothers, we get this gift out of pure grace. Yeah? Out of pure grace. So, point, last one. Last one. Satan is removed. Yeah? Survivors are judged and then the saints will reign. The saints will reign. Veamos entonces el progreso de las cosas, ¿verdad? Satanás, ¿qué? Eliminado, los sobrevivientes juzgados, y ahora, ¿qué? Los santos reinando. Los santos van a reinar. ¿Eh? Let's see what it says, verse 6. En el versículo 6. Beloved and holy. Beloved and holy is the one who has the part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with Him for 1,000 years. 1,000 years is mentioned like 6 times here, brother. It's so important. It's so key to the direction that God is taking the entire world. It's towards the 1,000-year reign of His Son. Yeah. Miramos aquí en el versículo 6. Bienaventurado y santo. ¿Quién? es el que tiene parte en la primera resurrección. La muerte segunda no tiene poder sobre estos, sino que serán sacerdotes de Dios y de Cristo y reinarán con él por 1,000 años. Por 1,000 años. Hermano, el progreso de la Biblia, de la palabra de Dios, que menciona la historia, todo moviéndose a esta dirección hacia los 1,000 años donde Cristo va a reinar, porque lo mencionas como 6 veces aquí, en Apocalipsis, los 1,000 años de Jesús, los 1,000 años donde vamos a reinar con Él. Todo va en esa dirección. You should be thinking, brothers, about your life and service for the Lord Jesus during this time. You should be preparing as you move, as history moves in that direction, in serving the Lord for those 1,000 years. Yeah. Debemos estar nosotros pensando en estos 1,000 años, porque es importante. 6 veces lo menciona. Como cristianos debemos de pensar cómo vamos a servir al Señor, cómo vamos a ser dignos, de qué posición nos va a dar para servir al Señor en los 1,000 años. Porque va a ser un evento central en la historia de la humanidad, hermanos. Cuando Jesús reine. Let's look at some of these things. Those who enter the kingdom will be blessed and holy. Okay? Shall be blessed and holy. Let's talk about why you're going to be blessed, you and I. Dice que los que entren al reino serán bendecidos y santos. ¿Por qué seremos bendecidos? Hay una lista de cosas en la Biblia que menciona que va a ser cierto. There's a list of things that is true of what will be happening during the 1,000 years. Number one, they will live in a world of peace and righteousness, not war, corruption, injustice, not that world, disease, no, not that world, war, nah, the world of peace and righteousness. Vivirán estos en un mundo de paz y justicia. No será mundo de guerra, de maldad, de corrupción, de enfermedades como lo que tenemos ahorita. Será completamente diferente. Number two, peace will also infuse the animal kingdom. Yeah. También la paz infundirá el reino de animales, fíjate. Yeah, animals that usually hunt and eat each other will lie together in the grass. Animals that would take your children and eat them, they will play with them. Okay, the bear, the cobra, okay, all of those things. And that's in Isaiah 11 verses 6 through 9. That mentions that. If you want to read that, Isaiah 11, verse 6 and 9. I don't have time right now to read the whole thing, because it's kind of long. Y luego dice que en Isaías 11, del 6 al 9, habla de cómo los niños van a jugar con la serpiente, ¿verdad? Con los animales, ¿verdad? Que normalmente se comen uno al otro, van a estar jugando uno con el otro. Va a ser un tiempo donde los animales no van a estar cazándose y comiéndose uno. Van a comer pasto todos. They're all going to eat grass, brothers. Yeah. The lion will eat grass. El león va a comer pasto. No ovejas o venados o nada así. Va a comer pasto, fíjate. Look, Isaiah 11, 6, 9. It's beautiful. Time, brothers, during the 1,000 years of Christ, durante los 1,000 años de Cristo. Also, earth will be restored to a paradise. Y la tierra será restaurada a un paraíso. Just like Adam and Eve, it'll be paradise regained. Yeah. Será el paraíso ganado de nuevo, como lo tenía Adán y Eva. Yeah. Así será la tierra. And I'll get it has to grow back, brothers. Of course, okay, because it's major destruction. It'll be a major destruction by the end of the tribulation, but it'll go back into a paradise. Va, aunque sea destruida toda la tierra y cambiada por los juicios de Dios, pero va a crecer para atrás a un paraíso, hermanos, a un paraíso. And also, last, brother, longevity of life will return to the time of Adam. People will live for hundreds of years. Yeah. Y luego, la longevidad, hermanos, de la vida volverá a los tiempos de Adán. Va a ser larga la vida en esos tiempos. Van a venir cientos de años los que entraron vivos al reino sin morir. Those that entered into the kingdom that were on the right side of the judgment, they were considered the sheep, and they entered into the kingdom of their father. Those will, brothers, come to live hundreds of years like Adam. They will see 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 generations, brothers. What about us? We don't have to worry about long life. Because we will already be immortal, brothers. Yeah, we have our resurrected bodies. We'll have our resurrected bodies. Okay. So we don't die again anymore. But those who are repopulate the earth, okay, they will live and die. But it'll take much longer, like the times of Adam and Eve.
Esos que van a entrar vivos, yeah, van a tener que engrandecer otra vez la población, yeah. Y esos van a vivir mucho, cientos de años van a vivir ellos. Pero yo, nosotros, la iglesia, los santos ya resucitados, no, vamos a ser como los ángeles, hermano, no podemos morirnos. Pero vamos a estar reinando ahí con ellos, reinando sobre ellos, podemos decir.
Now, being priests, it mentions here being priests in the kingdom. And this will involve bringing the word of Christ to the billions who will repopulate the earth, okay? To the billions that will come to be, okay? We will be the priests that bring the word and the teachings of Christ to regular people.
Dice que seremos sacerdotes, yeah? Los que van a entrar al reino, seremos sacerdotes en el reino. Y esto implica llevar la palabra de Cristo a los miles de millones que van a popular toda la tierra otra vez durante los 1,000 años. Yeah. Nosotros vamos a ser los que vamos a enseñar la palabra de Dios, dirigirlos en el camino, ¿eh?, bueno, de la salvación, porque ellos también van a tener que creer y ser salvos, fíjate, pero va a ser mucho más fácil que hoy.
Yeah, we're going to have to preach the gospel, brothers, during that time, because people are still going to be born with sin nature, the ones that get into the kingdom, but they got to live longer lives, right? But we're going to teach them to believe and trust in Christ to be saved.
Oh, yeah.
But it'll be much easier than today, where it's injustice and evil that reigns throughout the earth rather than justice and peace, okay? So let's practice, brothers. There's an application right now. Right now, Jesus says we're to take the gospel to the end of the earth. Yeah? That's our job during the church age. As we do this, brothers, we'll be prepared to do our job as priests, royal priesthood, in the kingdom of Christ. We have to know the gospel, apply the gospel to ourselves, and share the gospel of the salvation that is in Jesus Christ, okay? By believing what he did for us on the cross was to pay for our sin. We got to do that now. It's part of our training in church.
Ahorita, hermanos, debemos estar como aplicación, debemos de llevar el evangelio hasta los confines de la tierra como Jesús nos mandó. Y nos estamos preparando para el sacerdocio durante los 1,000 años, pero tenemos que aplicarlo ahorita, hermanos, y saber qué es el evangelio, ¿eh?, y aplicarlo personalmente. Yo también voy a creer que Jesús murió por mis pecados sobre esa cruz para que yo no tenga que morir, y yo ahora yo lo sigo y lo obedezco. Tenemos que aplicarlo y luego compartirlo a los perdidos.
And not just the pastor, brothers, because you're also getting ready for being a royal priesthood for those 1,000 years. Yeah, you're getting ready. As you share with your own family, hey, mijo, you gotta trust in Jesus and give your life to him. Ask him to come into your heart so he can lead you in this life. Yeah? You gotta do that. We gotta win our families to the Lord. Our wife, our husband.
Ahorita tenemos como sacerdotes en obediencia a Cristo, hermano, tenemos que ganar la familia a Cristo. Al hijo, a la hija, al esposo, ¿verdad? Mijo, confía en Cristo, invítalo a tu corazón, que te cambie tu vida, ¿eh? Ahorita, no esperes hasta más tarde.
Yeah, we're taking the gospel to the ends of the earth, starting with my family, with me, with me, brothers, because we're going to do that in the kingdom, yeah. And we're going to look back and say, why was I so afraid of doing this? We're going to look back and say, this is the easiest, the best thing in the world, the best job in the world. ¿Eh?
Vamos a decir en esos días de los 1,000 años, ¿por qué tenía tanto temor en compartir el evangelio? Es tan fácil y el mejor trabajo en todo el mundo.
And then it says that we're going to reign, of course, okay? What does that mean? Reigning means we're going to take the laws of Jesus that come from his throne, brothers, his edicts, and we're going to take them to the nations. These are the orders that are coming down from the throne.
Guys, start putting them into action. Okay?
Y eso de reinar también significa ejecutar los edictos, las leyes que vienen del trono de Cristo a las naciones. Vamos a ayudar a Cristo a administrar su reino. administrar su reino.
Yeah.
He's going to say, okay, no more property tax. No more property tax. Va a decir el Señor, no más impuestos a las propiedades. And we're going to take it down there and say, okay, guys, governor, no more property tax. Yeah. That's what Jesus said. And any unjust laws, brothers, we're going to come down and take the true and pure word, pure laws of the Lord to the nation. Yeah. All right. Now you know what's coming. Now you know what's coming. Let's all stand. Vamos a poner de pie. Vamos a cerrar en oración. As we know we will take the laws of Christ from His throne to the nations, we need to start living and obeying the laws of Jesus right now. You can't be hypocrites.
Yeah.
We got to start living the laws of Christ now. And start living in obedience. We need to make a commitment to do it better. Right? Así como vamos a llevar las leyes de Cristo a las naciones en ese... Durante los mil años también tenemos que empezar nosotros a vivir esas leyes de Cristo, de su palabra, ahorita, hermanos, y no andar sacándole y dándoles la vuelta, o deleitando. Tenemos que hacerlo inmediatamente y con todo corazón. Let's go to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord. Vamos a ir al Señor. Father, thank you for a vision from your word of how you were going to prepare this planet for people to enter into your kingdom. Thank you for the grace, your grace that has reached out to us right now and given us the Holy Spirit and cleansed us from every evil deed, past, present, and future, because we have believed in your Son, Father, what He did for us on the cross. We have surrendered our heart to Him and invited Him in to reign on this throne inside of us so that we are prepared to reign with Him and His kingdom. Señor, te damos gracias, Señor, que nos has dado una visión, Señor, de ese reino bello que viene y poderoso, que ahorita ya nos has escogido y nos has dado el Evangelio para que nos rindamos a Cristo, le entreguemos todo el corazón, toda nuestra voluntad, y hemos creído en Él para que nos limpie de toda maldad. Gracias, Señor, que un día reinaremos con Él. Jesús, ven ahorita y toma este corazón y toma este trono donde estoy sentado yo para que tú reines y no yo, para prepararme para reinar contigo en ese reino que viene. Gracias, Señor. Thank you, Lord, so much. We thank you. We bless you, Lord. Te damos bendición a ti, because this is true, Lord, and we believe it. Grant us, Lord. Grant us, Lord, the courage and the love to share the gospel with those whom we love, so that we can see them in the kingdom with us, Lord. Yes, Lord, grant us the courage, grant us the love to share the gospel, to follow you, to believe in you, to receive forgiveness of sins. Y danos ahorita, Señor, también la valentía y el poder de compartir el evangelio, Señor, a los que queremos que estén con nosotros en ese reino, a los familiares, Señor, los amigos, para que crean en ti también, Jesús, y te sigan. Lo pedimos en el nombre poderoso tuyo. We ask in your precious name, Jesus. God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen.